Texas AG launches investigation into popular women's brands over toxic chemicals. Austin, Attorney General Ken Paxton has launched investigations into popular products to protect women's health. The OAG is investigating a number of feminine care and cosmetic product brands, including lip balm, lipstick, and other product manufacturers. These industry-wide investigations will determine whether companies are deceiving consumers about the presence of toxic chemicals in their products. Lip products are designed and marketed to be applied multiple times a day. Reports have revealed that many lip products likely contain harmful ingredients, such as titanium dioxide and other petroleum-based ingredients. Even though these materials are genotoxic, many brands market their lip products to children. They also partner with iconic food brands, which may mislead consumers to believe these products are safe to eat. Even more, lip products are applied to sensitive dermal tissue, which has a significantly higher absorption capacity and permeability than other skin on the body. Studies show that as many as 3,000 particles of microplastics are found in each application, along with synthetic dyes that have not been adequately studied for their long-term health impacts. The Office of the Attorney General has also launched an industry-wide investigation into manufacturers and sellers of feminine care products following reports that some products may contain dangerous heavy metals. A 2024 study led by researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, detected measurable concentrations of all 16 heavy metals tested, including lead, cadmium, and arsenic, in more than 30 tampon products across 14 brands. Public health authorities have consistently maintained that there is no known safe level of lead exposure. In addition to major suppliers of feminine care products, other, clean, and non-toxic, women's brands, such as Lola and Elle, have emerged that promote a health-conscious alternative. However, many of the safety and ingredient claims associated with these products have not been independently verified or investigated. As part of this investigation, the OAG has issued civil investigative demands, CIDs, to Tampax, Kotex, Elle, and Lola. I will continue to work tirelessly to help make America healthy again by stopping companies that illegally put toxic heavy metals and dangerous chemicals in their products, said Attorney General Paxton. Many corporations have neglected the health of women by using harmful ingredients in their everyday products, but my office will fight to defend Texas women and their health. No corporation should mislead women about the safety of its products, and my office will thoroughly investigate any company that harms the health of Texans. These investigations will focus on potential violations of the Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Act, DTPA, including whether consumers were misled regarding the safety, quality, or chemical composition of these products. As part of fair and balanced journalism, corporations named in Attorney General Ken Paxton's investigation, including Tampax, Kotex, Elle, and Lola, should be afforded the opportunity to respond to the allegations and provide their perspective. While the Attorney General's office has announced a sweeping investigation into Tampax, Kotex, Elle, and Lola and issued civil investigative demands to Tampax, Kotex, Elle, and Lola, the investigation remains ongoing, and no findings of wrongdoing have been made. Fair reporting requires that all parties have an opportunity to address the claims, explain their practices, and comment on the issues raised by the investigation. Send perspective to info@tbbmega.com.